Welcome to the Instagram stories for Wednesday, May 13th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. A lot of social media news to talk about. The head of Instagram is announcing that Instants is more widely available than it was previously. We've talked about Instants on the show before. It's a new way to share quick, unedited moments with friends, and they disappear as soon as they are seen. I have this feature. My friends are posting pictures to it. We'll talk about it. Also, the head of Meta, Mark Zuckerberg, has announced a new AI called Incognito Chat, the first major AI product where there's no log of your conversations stored on servers. We'll get into it. We'll also hear some strategy. Rene Ritchie sits down with a creator named Emmanuel Acho, who talks about what to do when you feel like a reel has not done well after you've worked so hard on it. This is a familiar theme on the show on the past few days. And Emmanuel Acho also talks about why it's so important to not build your creative strategy around interviewing celebrities. It would be a dream of mine to interview celebrities. I think that's a fantastic approach. However, he points out the flaw with doing that, and I 100% agree with his take. All of that, plus Wednesday Waffle. Stick around. Here's a quick word from our sponsors. Let's be real. Nobody can keep up with AI anymore. There's a new tool every week, a new update every day, or even every hour for that matter. My friend Jen Lehner sorts through all of it and sends you the stuff that matters for your business. It's called the Front Row AI Report. Weekly, free, zero jargon. If you've been nodding along in meetings pretending you know what agentic means, go subscribe. FrontRowAIReport.com. Again, that's FrontRowAIReport.com. Welcome back. Let's start by talking about Instagram's newest feature, Instants. Here's the head of Instagram, Adam Mosseri, to explain what Instants is, how to find it within the Instagram app, and what you can use it for.
This week, we are launching a new feature on Instagram called Instants, which is a way to share casual moments with your close friends. How does it work? Well, you go to the DM tab and this little pile of these photos in the bottom right. And if you tap on that, you can actually see Instants from your friends and also send a photo to your friends. When you tap send, it immediately goes to either your close friends list or your followers that you follow back, whichever you prefer. Once people see that photo, it disappears and they can't screenshot it. And so what we've seen in the testing in countries around the world, Italy, the Dominican Republic, Thailand, and others, is that people tend to use Instants to share much more casual, much more authentic moments about their day. And we know that this type of sharing of personal moments with friends is a core part of what makes Instagram Instagram. But we also know that a lot of people don't really share a lot to their profile grids anymore. So we're always looking for new ways like Instants to give people to connect with around personal content with the people that matter to them most. So we're excited to bring this to the whole world starting this week. Check it out. If you want, there's also a dedicated app for Instants in the App Store if you want to get really quick access to that camera. But you can totally use all of Instants, both sharing and consuming those Instants, just from the DM tab on Instagram. So check it out. Let me know what you think. More to come soon.
All right, first, if you want to have Instants and you don't see it in your Instagram DM inbox in the bottom right-hand corner, make sure that your Instagram app is updated. Second, I noticed that my friends are using it for incredibly disposable content, silly selfies, things like that. If you find that stories are too much pressure, you're going to love Instants. If you feel like stories are so disposable already, Instants is even more disposable than stories. Check it out. Come up with some creative ways to use it. I haven't come up with anything incredibly impactful yet, but I'm thinking, and this is new. So whatever you do right now, I think can be incredibly impactful, especially when the initial group of people who use it drops off. I think that's really going to be a time when you can stand out if you can do something creative in there. All right, let's stick on Meta news for a minute longer here. The head of Meta, Mark Zuckerberg, posted on Threads, quote, "Today we're starting to roll out Incognito Chat with Meta AI on WhatsApp and the Meta AI app, a completely private way to interact with AI, similar to how end-to-end encryption means no one can read your conversations, even Meta or WhatsApp. This is the first major AI product where there is no log of your conversations stored on servers." He continues, "Incognito Chat handles all AI inference in a trusted execution environment that ensures your messages are not accessible to us. The conversations on your phone also disappear when you exit the session. This is different from other disappearing AI products where your conversation logs often remain on other companies' servers for many months. To get the most from personal superintelligence, we'll all need ways to discuss sensitive topics in ways that no one else can access. I'm proud that MSL is the first lab to deliver private AI. End quote. Mark Zuckerberg also attached a screenshot to this Threads post. It says, introducing incognito chat with Meta AI, the most private way to chat with AI. It explains, only you can see this chat. It's protected with encryption and private processing, so Meta can't access it. This chat isn't saved or stored. Your conversation disappears once you exit the chat. Even web search is private. Meta AI asks search engines to find up-to-date results using search terms based on your chat without linking searches to you. You have the option to continue or learn more. I think this is very interesting. I suspect that Meta will still be able to get this information to advertise to you. I can't imagine that they would create a tool that would not allow them to access it in some way to advertise to you, but I think that remains to be seen at this point. If you want to check out this Threads post from Mark Zuckerberg, I will link to it in the show notes so you can get there directly. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get into some strategy. First, how you can leverage the Edits app to link to other content and why you would want to do that. I think this video clip I'm going to share makes a fantastic use case for doing it. We'll get into it. Also, Renee Ritchie interviews a creator about what exactly to do when you work hard on a piece of content that does not do well, how to think about it analytically, and also how to not set yourself up for failure by only interviewing celebrities. Stick around. Welcome back. Let's move into the strategy portion of the episode, and I want to talk about the Edits app and the linking you can do inside of it. Now, you might say, I edit using CapCut. I edit using Adobe Premiere Pro, like I do. Why should I bother to use Edits? Inside the Edits app, you can add clickable reel links and account links inside your Instagram videos. This is unique. This is something that Instagram's added in just the past couple of months, and I think it is a interesting way to add creativity to what you're doing. However, this video clip that I'm about to share has way better ideas for how to use it. Here's the clip.
Creators are already going crazy with linking reels. Here are a few really cool ideas worth trying out. You can turn one reel into a hub of your stuff. Behind the scenes, your best edits. Put them all on the screen and let people choose what they want to see. If you make videos in parts, drop a clickable link into the past episode right inside the video. People don't have to scroll on your page looking for all the episodes. They just tap it. If you want to put another creator on, don't just tag them. Link their actual profile or reel instead. This way, people actually get to see their worked right here and there. And honestly, it hits harder than a caption mention ever will. Film a quick intro, drop your best pieces on screen, and let people explore your work without leaving the app. Way better than just telling someone to check your page. Put two topics on the screen and let people choose what they want to learn. Now you're turning someone who's just scrolling to someone who's actually choosing to watch. Completely different energy. This is all still very new. The best ideas haven't been made yet. So go mess around with it, see what happens, and show us what you create. Peace.
Okay, obviously it's a little bit hard to follow in an audio-only version of a video, but I love the idea of being able to give viewers a chance to pick which rabbit hole they want to go down, which videos are they more interested in watching, and then giving them the ability to tap right on the video and go to that reel on your account. Or if you are repping a business or a friend's account or whatever, giving them the opportunity to go directly there. I think this is a fantastic way to do it. And the last piece of strategy we're going to talk about today comes from Emmanuel Acho. Renee Ritchie from the YouTube Creator Insider team interviewed him and he dropped some gems. Here's the clip.
My name is Emmanuel Acho. What do you do when you feel like you didn't get as many views as you want or the idea didn't hit the way that you want?
The first thing I ask myself is why? Why didn't it do what I thought it would do? The second thing I ask myself is do I care? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Why is the first thing? Because like, okay, if I should have done something better to make it reach more people, that's on me. Second is, do I care? Because if it's a more niche conversation, right, then it's just not going to get as many views.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to pause it for a quick second. His point, why do I care, is actually really great. Because there are times that I work so hard on a piece of content, it doesn't do well, I'm frustrated about it. But I do think that if someone wants to see what I'm about, and they go to my page, even though that piece of content I worked hard on didn't get a lot of views, it speaks to what kind of content I want to create. I think of it as another brick in my video resume or my content portfolio. And people can look at that and reference that. And even if it doesn't get a lot of views ever, that's still a body of work that I'm proud of that I could point to. So his point about why do I care, I think is so important. Here's the rest of the clip.
Was there any advice you got early on from a creator, maybe Oprah, that really helped you or like really clicked for you as a creator yourself?
Oprah said, don't build a show based upon famous people because eventually you'll run out of famous people. And so that told me, build a show around the content, not around the celebrity, because eventually you'll run out of celebrities. Mm-hmm. And fascinatingly enough, though you may never run out of celebrities, in this era of content creation, celebrities are oversaturated. Mm-hmm. So you need to find a way to make sure people care about your content or how is your content unique? Because celebrity has a movie and they're hitting every single platform. So why do I want to watch you? And what are they saying on your platform that they're not necessarily saying on anybody else's?
Right. Because there's some people who watch for the host and some people just pick and choose based on the guest.
Bingo. And you want to be somebody who they watch for the host or they know the culture that the host is going to create. So even if I'm watching the celebrity on that host channel, I know that host is going to do it in a different type of way.
Oh, I love that.
All right, that's the end of the clip. I love this point, though, because as someone who would love to interview celebrities, and I really enjoy listening to celebrity interviews, I think that is a great perspective. If people only come for the celebrities and you run out of celebrities or whatever, they're not there for you. So focus on bringing value, whatever it is that you provide, instead of focusing so much on the celebrity aspect. I love that concept. That is going to do it for today's episode. If you want to hear me talk about another topic that may or may not be related to social media, stick around.
Let me tell you a couple things that you should know about me. A product manager, but do not have a bachelor's degree. But actually, that's factually a fraction of me. Another fraction's posting content, irregular and irrationally. Still probably won't get a job at the gram. They forgot, they don't know, or don't care who I am. Ooh. That's why you never see me at the parties and events. My lack of followers must make me irrelevant. Yeah. Don't have a course, a book to sell to make a bag of grand. Not a social media marketer, don't represent any brands. No. Plain to see, don't have an agency. But I got a lot of spam, just putting in the work without the glitz and glam. Won't catch me eating fish, unless it's shrimp or clam. No six pack, no risk, that there's a gym card in my hand. No, don't have a full-time job, but I got a lot of plans. Stay plotting, dropping knowledge on TikTok and Instagram.
Oh, hey, thanks for sticking around to hear me talk about something else. I want to give a quick shout out to the website that makes this podcast possible. If you've ever wondered how it is that I manage to get the clips into the show, it's not easy. I use a website called save-free.com, which lets you download any piece of content from Instagram, whether it's a story, a reel, a post, whatever. Save-free.com lets you download it and save it to your computer. And from there, I can pop it into the audio editing app that I use to record this show. I'm saying this because if you want to, for instance, watch someone's story anonymously, save-free.com would let you do that. You don't need to log in order to download any piece of content from Instagram or to view any piece of content from Instagram. Just a tip. All right. Thank you for listening to me talk about a slightly different topic, as always.